Hi, K-Watchers. It's Leanne.
Hi, everyone. It's Juliet. Welcome to the K-Watch Party.
Today, we have Singles Inferno episodes 5 and 6. Hey, honeys. We are halfway through and people are feeling the flames of Inferno. The two game changers are here and they're flipping the picnic tables on our gang. Let's jump in. Hello, Juliet. How are you?
I'm great. I guess using the term "unni" can be really offensive.
Jaw-dropping offensive.
I mean, I want you to call me that, but...
Whereas I refuse.
Yeah.
I mean, that moment made the two episodes for me.
It really did. These were some long-ass episodes, too. They were an hour 40 each.
And kind of didn't really do much.
Nothing happened. A lot of replays. A lot of really inane conversations.
A lot of game changer girl kind of giggling and playing with her hair. Look, there's always going to be filler episodes. It still managed to be very entertaining and it did move things along.
But I guess I just don't understand why they had to be an hour and 40 minutes. Shouldn't it be consistent every week? That's what I was confused by.
It's almost like the editors are lazy.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's bad. So let's just...
like, I don't know where to cut. It's all bad.
Just put it all in.
Yeah, we'll get into it a little bit later. How are you?
I'm great. Getting through the week.
Yeah. It's nighttime.
Oh, yes. That's right. We are recording after our kids' bedtime.
And I had a beer at dinner. So I'm feeling... jazzed up.
Oh, you're feeling jazzed. I'm on my wind down. I'm having my wind down tea. But didn't you say you were doing dry January?
Okay. What are you? The Stasi police?
We still got 2 more days for the month to end.
It's 2 days. I'm rounding up.
Good God.
I mean, it's January going on freaking December. It feels like this year is
the news is unbearable these days.
Yes, we're recording this the day after a pretty bad plane crash. My cousin works at that airport in like management. And she was, it happened like late in the evening over there. And we just got a text that she just got home at like 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Oh.
It's just a tough job. So, you know, our hearts are with the families out in D.C.
This week was Lunar New Year.
Yes, we celebrated at my house. So you're supposed to sweep the day before New Year. Like you're supposed to sweep your house and clean your house out and take out all your trash.
Right.
Okay. We did not do this. And so then it's Wednesday, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
And I'm sitting and I'm like kind of crouched on the floor. We're all just like sitting on the kitchen floor for some reason chatting. And I just see that it's like pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's just like
dusty,
hasn't
dirty.
There's been
nothing
swept.
Like getting crouching down on the floor. You'll see. Yes. All the things that you've been avoiding.
Like peppercorns were spilled like weeks before and they've just been rolling around, just finding corners. And so I was like, oh, I really should sweep this. But then I thought in my head, oh, it's New Year. I can't sweep. So I let it be.
Well, obviously.
It's good luck dust. Okay.
Yes,
I can't like sweep out.
Right.
The whole thing is you can't sweep on New Year's Day because you're sweeping out your good luck. So the next day I'm in my office and I'm hearing the vacuum, the Roomba going. So my husband has started the Roomba and he's out there sweeping. So I run out and he doesn't know this tradition because he's not Chinese. And so I run out. I'm like, no, you can't sweep.
Dear God.
He has his ear.
He has lived with you for how many years? Over 12, 13.
Yeah.
And he still does not know this.
And
I know this. It's all over my TikTok.
So I'm like, oh, you can't sweep. He's like, whoa, why? So you can't sweep like all 2 weeks of New Year's. Like what, we're celebrating. He's like,
2 weeks?
As I said the words, I was like, no, that can't be right. That can't be right that we can't sweep for 2 weeks. Like, we look it up. It's actually for 5 days. And he just shakes his head. He's like, you Chinese people. Never in his life would he not sweep for 5 days. Yeah, so I had to let him sweep because it was a little bit too much.
I love that because you ran out in horror. And he's like, when I cut my fingers on the knife, you didn't even have that look on your face.
Like you sauntered out of your office like, what now?
Oh, man. I mean, I even didn't sweep.
Oh,
interesting. Because just, you know, I'm like, well, you know, why not? And I always get my kids' clothes ready in advance. And I was staring at their clothes and I was like, they're all black. Oh my God. And I ran upstairs. And mind you, I'm not Chinese, but I just got all the red clothes that they had and forced them to wear. Because I was like, we just don't need any bad luck in our life right now.
I know. It's so funny that we're not superstitious people until we are.
Yeah.
I was like, I can sweep my house. It's going to be okay. And yet I still just really didn't sweep it.
I was also afraid of all the Chinese people looking at us and be like, oh my gosh, they're wearing black on day like today. So I was very cautious.
I don't actually even own red clothing. Red is not my color. If I was to do a Korean color matching thing.
Yeah, because you've got olive tones. Yeah. You're definitely not a red.
No.
No qipao?
I don't have a qipao. I got nothing. I am. Everybody's like, what are you doing for New Year?
So
I'm
you
like,
didn't wear. What did you wear yesterday?
You know, my usual knit.
A little cream color.
A little cream, a little camel.
I mean, that's better than black, I suppose. It seemed like the black was the worst color. I went to both of my kids' schools.
Ooh.
To volunteer. There was a big celebration at my daughter's preschool. And then there was no celebration at my son's school. But I just forced myself into the classroom because I had already bought all this duck from this local duck place.
Duck.
Duck. Not dog.
I always say duck. My husband's like, what are you saying?
Duck. Just rice cake. And the preschoolers, they're fine. You know, they're just like, oh, what is this? I don't want it. Or, you know, some of them ate it and it was fine. But I went to my son's school and he is in first grade. And I gave them a little presentation, showed them some Ute and read them a book, showed them my daughter's hanbok. I got all these ideas from one of our other friends who let me borrow all this stuff. But I brought the gultok, which is, it's filled with sesame seeds and sugar. It's, gul is honey, but I don't think they can really, the lady said it's really hard to use honey. So anyway, it's like a gusher. It's so good. You know, you just like bite into it, it bursts and it's just sweetness. And these mother effing children, some of them, like, this is disgusting.
No.
And I was so close to punching them in the face. Clearly I've got my own issues.
I mean, I'm not saying they're wrong because I actually don't like duck either.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I find it totally overrated.
And I'm like, choking right now.
I'm like, just get that out of here.
Excuse me?
Yes. Like, I will never eat that.
Well, that...
Like, it's, I just don't see. Offensive. I know. I'm so sorry. I really apologize. It's as if you told me you didn't like xiaolongbao. Like, I would just be like, what are you talking about? No one doesn't like xiaolongbao. I'm not a duck fan. Never been.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I feel those first graders. That is
wild. I
can't be the first person you've met who doesn't like
duck. No, I met like 5 first graders yesterday who told me that. And I was like, what? What? And then my son, who like has none of the same trauma that I do, he's right. Like, whoa, what's wrong with you? These are so delicious. Like, yeah, he's not like mad about it. And then I thought what was interesting was all the ethnic kids gobbled it up. Right. There's an African kid. Mm-hmm. There are a few Hapa kids. They were like, this is so good. And then one white kid who just, he had so many.
Yes.
I had to text his, he has 2 moms. I had to text his moms. And I was like, your kid is brilliant. You know, so respectful. Meanwhile, these other kids, I'm like, you fuckers.
Shits. Actually, I go into my little girl's class tomorrow. She volunteered me that I'd have to go.
This is a one time of year.
Seriously.
You got to show up.
Yeah. That.
And she's so proud to be Chinese. You better be there.
But actually, I'm thinking she has the hanbok from actual, like, Jan 1 that my mother-in-law brought. Maybe she should wear that. She also has a qipao,
wear
too.
It, or if she doesn't want to wear it, just take it so that they can see it. They loved looking at that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I should bring both the qipao and the hanbok. I'll do that. Speaking of my little one. If anybody caught last week's episode at the end, I dropped in a snippet of her singing at the after the credits rolled. It was like a little Marvel Easter egg. So when we were done recording you and me at my house, I just had her come in. The mic was still hot. So I was like, just come in. Can you sing your song that you love to sing?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, mom. Like, I don't want to be on the podcast. I was like, no. It's okay. I'm not going to put on the podcast. I just want to hear you sing. Can you just sing? So she sings in the mic. We move on. I put it on the podcast. Cut to Tuesday. The pod has been up. My husband listens to it and he thinks it's so cute. I hadn't told him about anything about it. Right. So he thought it was so cute. So then he plays it for her and she gets so upset.
Oh, no.
She walks to her room, closes the door.
Oh, no.
Sits on her bed and just starts crying.
What? Oh, no.
Basically, she's like, I told you I didn't want to be on your podcast. And you told me you weren't going to do that.
I mean, she's not wrong.
She is not wrong. I's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, you lied to me.
Oh, damn.
I sure did. And I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Like, I'm profusely saying sorry. She's just sitting there, tears squeezing out. So, you know, either this is going to be a moment that the 7-year-old brain is just going to forget and move on from, or this is going to be like a real turning point.
Oh,
like,
yeah. She's just never going to trust you again.
Yeah. She'll never believe anything I say. So, yeah,
you've been deemed the liar.
I am a liar. Dang. In her mind, and all for the podcast.
But what? Yeah. Also, like, the things that we sacrifice, you know, I've been trying to do these like date nights with my husband. Ooh, at home.
Okay.
That was supposed to be tonight, but I'm sacrificing, you know, my relationship for this podcast. But why didn't you want to do it?
Yeah. My husband and I are very confused over it, but there is something about her that doesn't like unwanted attention. Like, she kind of doesn't want to be embarrassed. I think that's a little bit of it. But it's so interesting because the next day she walked up on the oratorical fest.
And she won second place.
And she won second place in front of everybody. Yeah. And so she had no problem with that. I mean, she was a little nervous, but she like totally fully went into that. And she doesn't like to be embarrassed.
Interesting.
And so I think that was part of it. Yeah.
That's interesting considering you are her mother and you have no problem being embarrassed.
I know. I just bring it on. Like, yeah. Who cares what other people say? So it's interesting. But I do have to be more mindful about what my daughters are asking of me and not lie to their faces. I will get caught. I mean, my husband had no idea. He's like, you didn't tell me. I wouldn't have played it for her. Like, ultimately, in my mind, I was like, she would have never known. She would never find out.
Right.
But he thought it was so cute. He played it for her. So anyway, I got in the hot water over that.
Yikes.
I want to go back to this date night concept at home.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we did this. I mean, part of my resolution, you know, goal for the year is to spend more meaningful time with my husband because he's a really good roommate right now. Mm. You know, we're just at that stage. And we just like don't have the energy, don't have the resources, don't have the time to be like going out, you know, and our kids are young. So I figured, why don't we start doing at home date nights that one person plans, like we take turns. So we did it last week and it was, you know, not anything crazy, but we had just watched that show, Presumed Innocent. It's with Jake Gyllenhaal and he is being prosecuted by a district attorney that is played by this guy that we were like, who is this guy? He's like so familiar, we couldn't figure it out. We go to look him up and it turns out it's his brother-in-law.
Oh, Peter Skarsgård.
But yes, and he was in Garden State.
Yes.
And we were like, oh, Garden State, such a good movie. And my husband has a like the largest luggage you could imagine.
You're making a motion with your hand. Where is this going? It went lengthwise, horizontal, guys, if you can imagine this finger motion. And I did not know what you were going to say. Here we go.
A large luggage that contains basically Blockbuster.
Oh, really? It's like DVDs? What?
And we have moved at least 4 times since I've met him.
Yeah.
It has come with us every single place.
But it has roller wheels on it.
Yes, so you of just course. Roll thank God. It. Yes, yeah. You roll it. And it lives in the storage basement. But he's like, oh, we should just get the DVD and watch it. And we do have a DVD player. So that's what we did.
Oh, cute.
We watched that. We like had some nice little snacks. And that's just the concept. It's nothing fancy.
Right. That's adorable. And also, I don't take your husband for a Garden State emo kind of guy.
Have you been to Norebang, the karaoke room with him?
Not in many years. Why he sings Dashboard Confessional. Dashboard
Confessional and
Radiohead.
Yes, and Radiohead.
I realized recently I went to a karaoke room with 3 girlfriends, and we're all kind of different ages. Like we're just at each other's cutoffs. So 2 of them are more like Gen X.
Oh.
Just a few years older, but like kind of grew up a little bit differently than I think you and I did. Like yeah. we have our own like karaoke set list, yeah. right?
right.
And then those guys have their own karaoke set list.
YMCA. Was that what they were singing?
I got you, babe, Sonny and Cher. So those guys have their own. And then we have our own. Although yes. you always go off on your random Snoop Dogg. Guys, she loves a Snoop Dogg song.
I love Snoop Dogg and Jay-Z.
And then like way younger than us has their own set, right? So I just realized the difference because I went to karaoke with them and I sang Yellow Card. I'm not going to sing it now, but it's like a very like emo of that dashboard like
yes.
genre. And yeah. it's very yelly.
Like that punk rock.
Yeah. And they looked at me, and you like have to belt that song out, right? And they looked at me like, what is this song? And what is she doing? And I was just on my own. I was like, you know, I sang to
That's
my heart's
rough.
Content.
That's rough. You know, you kind of have to be with people who are willing to belt it out with you. But if they're staring at you kind of like, yeah. you know, clapping yeah. along, it's definitely awkward.
No, but you know, unlike my daughter, I am not embarrassed by yes, anything. Exactly. And I am there to sing. Well, anyway, so that's a cute idea. So I'm sorry we stole your date night
yes,
tonight.
I mean, we have plenty of other times. It's fine.
Speaking of dates, we have episodes 5 and 6. Pretty slow episodes, I'd say. But, you know, we always need some filler. What we do see is our two new game changers, one guy and one girl. We had left off episode 4 meeting 3 new guys in paradise with all the girls. We had cinched leather sandals. His name is Hong Song Bo. We have Kiha, who has like a sexy body.
Oh, he was the one with the cute face and the sexy body. Yes.
And then ultimately we have Jonghoon.
An Jonghoon. I mean, unremarkable. He had really broad shoulders. I think yes. that was the one thing that stood out about him.
Yeah. He's also slightly tan.
Is he?
Maybe not.
Maybe I mean, not. Compared to Arin, yes.
We see a few of their dates with these women. Kiha is a little unremarkable. I don't really remember any of his conversations.
I don't.
Cinched leather sandals, I thought, was going to make it.
So did I.
Yeah.
I thought he made the best impression, and he seemed the most engaged.
Arin likes him because he compliments her.
Yes.
Girl loves a compliment. Mm-hmm. Minsol is fluttered for him because he says, wait for me. She swoons. I was actually really rooting for cinched leather sandals because I wanted somebody else for Minsol. Like I wanted Minsol to have another option.
Yes, right.
It turns out she doesn't actually vote for him because she ends up being the tiebreaker voting for Jonghoon, who ultimately makes it to the island.
Do we know why? I don't have that in my notes.
I don't have it either. In fact, the only notes I have is that he actually really hits on hard with chiclets. He tells her she looks like a Barbie.
Hye-jin.
She looks like a Barbie doll. And then he tells, of course, Xi'an that he smiled after seeing her. I don't usually care about looks, but after seeing you now, I think I care about looks more than I knew. Pretty smooth line. So he works these girls. Like basically all you have to do is compliment these girls mm-hmm. and you can get on the island. So Jonghoon is the man, makes it on the island, broad shoulders. I think he's slightly tan, maybe not.
He also talks like this.
Like so
ASMR. But I'm so bored by him and yeah. his choices even. I was like, okay, of course you picked Xi'an and Hye-jin. He had the benefit of actually talking to all the ladies too mm-hmm. versus the other men on the island. They had to pick purely on looks. And still you picked these two girls.
Still you went for looks.
Yeah.
Vapid. So we see some of their dates. I mean, could they be more boring, these dates?
I literally have no notes.
Even
I don't even remember.
Who is so entertaining.
Yeah, she looked like she was starting to fall asleep.
We find out that Jonghoon is a restaurant owner. He has, I guess, 2 restaurants, Apgujang. He's 32 years old. And he is on a date with Xi'an, and he's wearing black-rimmed glasses. I swear they did not have lenses in them.
Oh, yes. I know.
Is it true?
I am 99% sure that is true.
Oh, what is that? Is that a thing? Is that like rollers in your hair? Like the big roller in your hair being cute and like we just don't understand?
I know that was a thing like 15 to 20 years ago.
Just without a lens.
Yeah, because I think also some people wear them because it like makes their faces look smaller.
Oh, I see.
But also, you know, it's just an accessory.
Right, but then they just like wear a regular, like a non-prescription lens in it.
Right.
Because it looks really dumb.
It looks so, so dorky.
I wanted Shion to poke her finger through. Just poke those eyeballs.
She would do that. He did tell Chomper's Hedjin, oh, I liked you because you actually ate the dessert, whereas all the other girls didn't touch it.
That was cute. And then we do get a shot of her just like cramming macaroons.
She's like, I'm only here for the dessert.
Girl looks like she hasn't eaten. He's quite complimentary to Chomper's Hedjin. He says she is the most beautiful. He's saying this as he's staring at his own reflection in her teeth. You know, I think it's really sweet that he liked that she ate. You know, traditionally, guys don't want to see girls with crumbs all over their right. face. So it's cute that he liked that she ate. So that's new guy. The problem is we spent so much time on these dates kind of doing nothing. We don't get any pool time. We don't get any like skinship.
Yeah, you're right. Because they spent the night.
Yeah.
And all we get to see is them eating dinner.
That's
right?
It. Yeah. Nothing exciting happens between any of these guys.
I mean, and I got to be honest, in these two episodes, was Jonghyun even on the island? I feel like he was not around.
After Paradise, he just disappears.
Nobody wanted to even talk to him.
Nah, nobody's interested. This is the problem with these game changers.
Yeah.
They bring them on really hoping that they're going to do something. And in a lot of cases, they don't really.
And you can't, I mean, I guess they didn't bring this guy on because the girls chose him. But you can't bring a guy like this on mm-hmm. and expect him to change the game. Because Dex, he yes. was the game changer two seasons ago.
Yeah.
But he's got a big personality and yeah. he like has swagger. He has confidence. This guy literally talks like this.
And I think the producers are not good at picking guys for these shows.
Yeah.
They have a lot of duds.
Or just the guys are not great.
Yeah. In all of Korea. It's just slim pickings. While these guys are on Paradise, we see the new game changer woman. Now
we're talking.
Yes. Bring her on. She shows up on Inferno. Only men are there. Stilettos.
Okay. I have something to say about this because you hate cinched leather sandals.
On a beach.
Okay.
Oh, anywhere. Actually,
whereas
anywhere.
I'm like, they're sandals. You're on a beach. It makes sense. I really hate it when these girls show up in these high heels. And you look so uncomfortable. You're like clearly not dressed for this occasion.
They're like wobbling around. It's very rocky.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a train track.
You have a long way to walk. And so I was immediately annoyed. I'm like, why are you wearing this outfit?
It's like when you go to a garden wedding, you can't wear a stiletto because you're sinking into
the grass. You're
going to
sink into the grass. Exactly.
You need a wedge. Girl yes. needs wedges.
Wedges.
Bring a wedge.
Sneakers, that's fine.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the girls, their first outfit felt like really heels. But since then, a lot of the girls have kind of transitioned to a flat shoe. She also wears an LBD, a little black dress. Her outfit looks like she bought it from, you know, like one of those small shops in the subway. You know, like next to the red bean dessert place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that just like polyester.
Yes.
Just everything she wears has a little beading on it, mm-hmm. has a little sparkle. Mm-hmm. It, to me, signals her youth. Like, she really loves a sparkly outfit. And, she just seems very young to me. Park Hae-rin. Is it Hae-rin or Hae-rin?
Hae-rin.
Hae-rin.
Which is very close to my Korean name. My Korean name is Hae-ri.
Oh.
She's got a very interesting look.
Yes. Short bangs.
Yeah.
Not a lot of girls do the short bangs. Most of these Inferno bitches cannot pull that off. All the other Inferno bitches have like long
flowy hair.
Long hair.
Yeah.
They say she looks exotic. Like that
she
was,
does,
that was
right?
a translation. But my husband actually says the words were they're saying she looks not Korean.
Yeah.
She somehow kind of looks like Lisa from Blackpink.
Oh, totally. I mean,
but like kind of Middle Eastern.
The bangs. Yeah. On Reddit, some people were like, her last name is Lin. And so she must be Uyghurs.
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 Uh-huh.
Everyone was confused.
About her.
But her last name's not Lin, it's Park. Oh, right. You know, these like people on the internet were like trying to dissect who she is. And they're like, she's a Uyghur. Or, oh, maybe she's Armenian. She had some words. But I think she is full Korean. it may just be that she had the double eyelid surgery, but it doesn't, I don't know. It's
No. I think she's had the under eyelid thing.
Oh, like a bag.
Yeah, okay. Explain this surgery, because I've seen it on the subway as an advertisement and I'm so confused by why anybody would put bags under their eyes.
They call it 애교살, which 애교 is like cutesy baby.
Yeah.
So like, I guess little babies have that.
So basically, like creating an under eye bag.
Yeah. And if you watch a lot of Korean makeup tutorials, they all get a little shadow and put a line under their eye to make, to give you that look.
Huh.
So they're trying to look like us, tired 40-year-old ladies.
All I do is cake on concealer.
Yeah, to get rid of it.
And these bitches are cutting their faces to make it. That has to be it, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. She definitely has that, because I noticed that it was pretty intense underneath.
My friend just fell on her face and fractured her nose. And this is what she looked like the week after, like swollen eyes. You know, like she just ate too much ramyeon the night before and she's woken all swollen. Like, I was like, this is not cute. Is this cute? She looks like she's retaining water. And I don't know why this is cute. But anyway.
Well, I guess because they want to look plump, like a baby.
Okay.
I don't know. But I think she is beautiful.
But then sometimes not. There's this Seinfeld episode where Seinfeld dates this woman, and in some lights, she's this beautiful blonde. And then he goes to a restaurant and he meets his friend. And then in the shadow, she's got like gnarled teeth. And then the friend is like, oh, like you're dating her? He's like, what happened? What happened? She was so pretty. That was my Seinfeld. Okay. Anyway, that's her. I feel like in some lights, she looks really, really good. Yeah. And then in some, you know, what's happening?
Yeah. But I think that's what makes her really interesting. Mm-hmm. And she's striking. Unlike the other girls, they look very homogenous. Mm-hmm. Very delicate same. Kind of features. With her, everything is really extreme. And she does look, other than like the weird surgery stuff, she looks natural.
Yeah, she does. She has natural teeth. I'll start there.
Yeah.
My husband did see that she actually had been on an idol competition show as well. Just like Xi'an.
I see.
So these girls are in that mill.
In that circuit.
Yep.
If you're like 35% attractive in Korea,
you're trying
someone's
to be an
idol. Gonna get you. Okay. Yeah, she sort of reminds me of the MC Tahi, the mm-hmm. on the panel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she has a different energy than Tahi, and I'm loving Tahi this season. Oh, Tahi this season is just holding back, but then dropping bombs.
Oh, she really does.
She really does, and I love that she's the only one who kind of just like really openly dislikes people. It makes me very happy.
Yeah, I love. There was one scene where one of the guys was like defending Jeongsu or something. Mm-hmm. And she looks at him. She's like, do you know him personally? Like, why are you going so hard for him?
Yeah. So unlike Tahi, she has a very different energy. I feel like she must be from the West. She really comes in like a Tae-o, like introduces herself.
Yeah. So confident. She looks people right in the eye.
She gets to the fireplace with all the men. It's just her. And she was like, let's speak casually, which I guess is a big, like, is very bold for a girl to do with a bunch of guys. My husband was like, oh, wow, whoa.
It's hard for me to know because it's not my culture. But I know, you know, just watching, even on the one-on-one dates, they have to formally make the request. Like, hey, should we start to speak informally? Yeah. Even though you know it's going to happen, I find it so weird that
they have to say it.
They have to say that,
they
right?
They both agree.
Right. I saw something maybe on TikTok, or it was on one of the shows Korean shows that I watch, where they were saying that the younger generation wants to do away with mm-hmm. all of these things, right? The formalities. And I feel like that's her energy. She's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't have to like request it to all of you. Let's just get it over with.
Right. So love her for that. She has all night with these men, one-on-ones. So we see her with Barista Boss. She doesn't seem to read his caginess yet. But we're starting to see how cagey he can be about like how he is on this island.
Right.
Because she asks him about his Inferno dates. We've seen him act certain ways, but this is the first time where we're seeing Jeongsu like he's like trying to protect his position to make himself seem very available to her. Yeah. Like he's actually not being super truthful. He's not lying, but he's not being super truthful. And she picks up on it. And he goes, you're my ideal type. you're so pretty. Let me fix your hair. Her hair was not out of place. She talks to Dong Ho. They're under the fake tree. He's got some flirty moves. This is kind of the first time.
We said, I think in episode one of our podcast, that he's not going to go to paradise.
Yeah.
Because we were like, ugh, dork. Like, he's not going to get any action. But he had some moves. Yeah. And I found it interesting because she kept saying that she was into his personality. No criticism of that, but I was surprised by it because we haven't seen none of it up to this point.
Yeah, like, what personality?
Yeah, exactly.
I think she thinks he's cute because she's so aggressive that she, like, totally flusters him. And he almost is, like, speechless. I mean, she's a hardcore flirter. And I said to my husband, don't you think I'd be like that? Don't you think I just, like, hardcore flirt with everyone? He said, I'd be somewhere between Haleen, like, flirting like crazy and Yujin just crazy on the swing.
Swinging maniacally.
I would be somewhere in between. Like, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So when she said, oh, you're my type personality wise, I totally thought that that was like the guy's version of, oh, she's cute.
Mm-hmm,
you know, I thought she was writing him off.
But it turns out she gets two people to take to paradise and she picks those two guys. Barista Boss, Chongzu, and Dong Ho, zero personality. I'm honestly kind of sick of paradise. I just feel like nothing's really happened in paradise.
Nothing is happening.
Like, no juicy skinship in the pools yet, really. No spa, awkward spas. Like, it just hasn't been as spicy.
I feel also that even on Inferno, they used to show the challenges, which
I think... No challenges. There's no games.
They don't show any of that.
They didn't even play one in two episodes. Like, they literally don't even play.
Yeah, and they don't even make their own food.
I know.
Remember before they had to, like, start the fire. They were all so nervous they couldn't eat.
And also, a lot of what we've seen in the past is when you cook.
That's when the cat,
do you cook with?
Yeah, you flirt.
Who do you put the tie the apron on?
Yes.
Who are you chopping with, right? Like that, a lot of that chemistry and that side by side is totally missing in this season.
And so that's why I think these two episodes were so boring. It was just a lot of talking.
Yeah, a lot of sitting and eating fancy food. We do find out that Game Changer Girl on her date with Chongsu, Barista Boss, who we know is 33 and looks like older. She like does this dumb thing where she's like, I think I'm older than you. Like, really, bitch? You're 24. You're older than nobody.
He was 22.
Yeah. I mean, these two, you know, I think it's like two players playing.
Well, I guess we've known that he was a bit of a player just because of how he was playing Xian and Chompers. But it really comes out now because he's doing all of the same moves.
Same moves.
He's working from the same playbook.
He just gave me goosebumps in a really bad way. And he came off very greasy to me.
Have you learned what goosebumps is in Korean? Because they say it all the time.
They do, but like in a good way.
Yeah. Oh, 소름 돋아.
I'm like, you have goosebumps because you're not wearing any clothing. On their date, they go on a yacht and he water skis in the Hangang. Is it safe to swim in that river? I have literally never seen anybody in that river. Is it just sewage? I don't understand. Did he come out with like an extra fin?
I do love that Tahi was like, yeah, he's able to do it, but he doesn't look like he's doing it well.
No. Very few people look good water skiing, I think. She goes on a date with Dong Ho. We find out that he is 30 years old.
Yeah. I mean, he looks it.
You're right. I think I actually thought he might have been older. He's a CPA. Not shocked by this.
Not shocked at all.
He's got auditor vibes. Though, I have to say, in his explanation of who he is in his real life, they show him in his office.
Yes.
He looks super sexy. He's got glasses with
lenses. Is that what did it for you?
He's in his office in front of a whiteboard. Oh, give me a whiteboard.
Oh, dang. Okay. That's all you need. I mean, the glasses, I will say, made him look.
He had like a suit and a tie.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look. The guy can file my taxes.
Oh, dang.
He can examine my financial records. He can assess my internal processes. I used to work for a big four, I know all these terms. They are just totally different from each other, and they actually say all the ways they're different from each other. I like peanut butter. I like jelly.
I know. It was actually quite a red flag to me. She's like, I like reading. He's like, I hate reading. This is not going to work. And then she goes, I like people who are really different from me.
Yeah, it's, yeah, nice try.
That's what you say when you're 24, though.
So nice try. Yeah, I mean, all I could think of was he actually does look like a camel. He does have eyes. He really does, like Joe Camel. She falls asleep in the car. Oh, yeah. He doesn't offer his shoulder. Just like give her your shoulder. Isn't that the easiest trick in the book is to offer your shoulder when a girl's sleeping?
But I also wonder if he's just not that into her. Mm-hmm. I think he's now known that he likes Arin. Because you don't want to be also caught later on having somebody found out like, oh, you were doing all this stuff for her at Paradise.
Right. Which we've already seen happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, like pretty boring dates, like no hitting in a swimsuit, no pool time, nothing. What we do get to see is all the girls come back from Paradise. They come back with new guy. And so they're all sitting around with the other guys that didn't get to go to Paradise. So Taeyo.
Yuk Chun-so. Taehyun. Our
loser. our
boner loser.
And so they're all sitting around. Like, so this is like a group of people that are very comfortable with each other. And these are girls that have been here. Like, this is their territory. New girl game changer walks in with her two men.
She's got a tiny little white dress on.
She's like a bull in a china shop. And she comes in, sits down, and
she goes, oh, 안녕, 언니들.
Which means...
Hi, older sisters.
Oh, God. The onni bomb.
Oh, my gosh. There's nothing worse.
Clearly, by these women's reactions.
Yeah. And this girl is a bit of a snake because she's like, oh, you guys are all so beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's said in a way that kind of feels condescending.
Mm-hmm. After she just
called them old ladies.
Yeah. I mean, their jaws drop to the floor. I don't think they've ever seen anything like this.
I rewatched that scene a few times, and both Haejin, Chompers, and Xian, their faces, like, I mean, it's as if they've been slapped in the face or, like, seen something disgusting.
Or eaten some bad kimchi.
Had some duck.
It's amazing. I died. I was jumping up and down. I thought that was so hilarious. And that's kind of it from the action. We do get some pool time. I love like the swim fashion, as we know. Taeyo wears pants to the pool, like literal pants.
Did he? Wow, I didn't notice that.
When there's water, please pay attention.
Wait,
you know,
is this when they were splashing around, or yeah, was this the hat game?
No. This was like
the splashing
splash around.
Around
pool time.
Wow,
yes.
I did not notice that.
Yes.
The pants.
Jian is in her jorts. She's definitely got jorts on. And Minsol sits out.
Mm-hmm.
She's out on the side just like watching everybody play around. I really can't stand a girl who doesn't go in the pool.
Yes, this, I was always kind of team Minsol because I thought she was cute and, you know, agreeable. But this whole scenario actually turned me off from her and kind of pissed me off because she sits there, covers her entire body with like a towel. Then she snatches Chunzo's glasses as a way to sort of tease him. But then she like glares at Chun-so and Xian splashing around and she just like refuses to get in.
Like she should know. Splashing around is the easiest way to flirt.
That is prime flirting grounds.
Xian is literally on a clamshell floaty. Like she's a mermaid. Like, oh, like you couldn't be served up. You couldn't be served up to these men.
Right. And then all they have to do is push her off, help her up by lifting up her ass.
Yeah. You know, like, hajima. Like it's so easy.
It is so easy. And I feel like you see it happening in front of you. You better get in there.
Splash in there yourself.
She decides she's going to sit back and wait for him.
Bad gameplay. They do get to play one game this two episodes. We haven't seen a game in so long. I was so thirsty for this game. It's a pool game. The girls get on the backs of the men and they have to flip hats off. I was hoping for like a chicken, you know, where you sit on their shoulders, but I think that's too risque for this.
Is it?
Because your crotch is on the back of a neck.
Okay.
The girls have to flip each other's hats off. None of them get matched with anyone they're interested in.
Yes.
And so then it's just really competitive. Like they're here to win. They're not here to like rub their boobs on people, you know? They're not being distracted. The game is like only okay. Like nothing really interesting happens. But Xian wins.
Xian, who was on Kuk Dong-ho's shoulders or back, they both get to pick a person to go on a date with on Inferno. So she goes on a date with Jeongsu and Dong-ho goes with Arin. The Jeongsu one is really interesting because they kind of, in not so many words, reassure each other like, I don't need to talk to anybody else.
It doesn't really say I like you.
Yeah, that's the thing. He never says those words, but he goes, I don't need to talk to anyone else.
Yeah.
Like I'm okay now. But it seemed like they both had kind of a mutual understanding.
I was very surprised. She still likes him. She hasn't seen him since their first date.
Well, I want to talk about her because, okay, so she's now pretty much identified there are three people that she's interested in. Mm-hmm. Why do you think she's so into Jeongsu?
I think there is something to being the first impression. Mm. We've seen it a lot in other seasons, yes, too. Right. Like, once you make a first impression, it's actually really hard to kind of grab that person's attention away. And I think a girl likes being kind of romanced and taken care of. And that is definitely his vibe.
Yeah.
And I think this guy,
he definitely has like an older boyfriend vibe. Who,
like an oppa.
Yeah, truly oppa. He does go out of his way to like make her feel special, mm-hmm. even though he's doing that to several other women.
But he does it in a quiet way.
Yeah. So yeah. They actually don't, they won't know until they watch the show.
Right.
That he was doing it to everybody else.
That he has a playbook.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like with Tae-o, I couldn't read whether she was into Tae-o or not, because there was that one scene where he had made her the flower while she was in paradise with the boring new guy.
Yeah. He makes her a little ring.
And that was very cute. But I couldn't tell if she was into it.
Yeah, it almost feels like she likes him because of how much he likes her.
Yeah, right.
And then who's the third guy?
So at the beginning of episode 6, Junseo comes up to her and is basically like, I've been wanting to sit down and talk to you. I'd love to go to paradise with you. And she seems like she's thinking about it. Right.
But also like she had never, it had never occurred to her.
It had not occurred to her.
So where do our couples stand? So Xian and Jeongsu seem to have an understanding, but Xian and Tae-o also have an understanding in that Tae-o is very into her. And then Xian and Stringy Hair might have a thing too. It seems like Stringy Hair is interested in her. On the other hand, Stringy Hair has had a thing with Minseo. And Minseo is still very much into him. But he seems to be like kind of backing away from her.
Yeah, we haven't really seen them together or chatting.
And he calls her kid in a conversation, which my husband was like, oh, that indicates like, oh, he sees her as a young person. Who else do we have? We have Taehwan and slightly tan girl, Jiyeon.
I think they're solid. They have nobody else is going for either of them. So they're like, we got to stick with each other.
They're going to paradise next episode. We don't know anything about these two people. Taehwan, how old do you think he is and what profession?
He's definitely a model. Mm-hmm. He's got to be about 25.
Yeah, I guess 23 model.
Yeah.
Basic.
He seems very young.
Slightly tan girl, Jiyeon.
I can't put my finger on her. I feel like she would be, she doesn't seem model material.
I said works at a tanning salon.
Stop.
Which is like not a thing in Korea.
Did I ever tell you my story about going to a tanning salon? I used to go to tanning salons a lot.
No.
Like spray tans.
Yeah. Oh, spray tans, the bed.
Not the bed.
Okay.
Spray tans. Like anytime I would go to Vegas or if I had a bachelorette party to go to, I would always get a spray tan because it just like makes you look healthier.
Yeah.
You know, and I've got some translucent legs.
As a person who looks at you, your translucent legs, I say thank you.
And there was a place in San Francisco. I didn't want to go here, but this was the only place that I could get into kind of last minute.
You had a Groupon?
Yeah, it was like one of those places. Because the nice places, a person sprays you.
Oh, okay.
You know, because so they can get into all the crevices.
Right. And it's even.
They can see where you need more coverage. But I couldn't get in with the person that I wanted to. And so I had to go to this place. Truly a Groupon type of place, and it was a machine that would spray you.
Like in that Friends episode of Ross.
This is exactly like that. So I get in there and you know, they're like, okay, ready for you. And they shut the door and they press the button. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to pee so badly.
Oh no.
I have to pee so badly. but you're naked, you know, and something right. about not having your underwear on really just
your body's like, there's nothing holding me back right
that's
now.
That's right.
There's
right.
no thin there's piece of cloth.
So it's spraying, and then the feet just starts to drizzle down my leg.
But the worst part about that is that now you have uneven, like you're going to have streaks down the inside of your legs.
Yeah.
From the pee.
That was exactly how I went to Vegas.
Oh, only anyway. You.
These are the kind of stories that I really should not be putting out into the public. But there's
a drain at the bottom.
There is a drain at the bottom, oh but I was God. Like kind of grossed out by the whole thing. Yeah. At that point, I was like, well, I guess I'm peeing. You know, I'm like, what's the point of trying to hold it?
I think really the grossest part is you're not the first one. And that's what's gross that's about it. Well, anyway, okay. The other couple in kind of like sure footing are the other two that are going to paradise. It's Dong-ho and Arin. Arin finally gets to leave. She has been there the whole time.
She has.
Just like wasting away. How old do you think she is and what do you think her job is? I wrote
25,
27. She seems a little older to me. I wrote she's an office worker.
Like I feel like she would work at a flower shop or something.
Mm-hmm. She could be our first girl barista. We never have girl baristas. Yeah, we have boy baristas.
That's right. So four of the guys pick Xian.
Right. Because surprisingly, new guy also picks Xian.
Oh my gosh.
I mean like guy, read the room. You want to go back to paradise? Don't pick the one girl that clearly everybody's going after. Like, pick Chicklets. Nobody wants Chicklets.
I know. Poor Chicklets. But she picked him.
Yeah, she did.
She picked him. I mean, that girl's smart. She clearly was like, no to Chungsu.
Red flags. Red flags. No, thank you.
I guess that was it. Yeah. She had no other prospects.
But also, like, hey, bro, you just were in paradise with Xian. Like, try somebody else. Like, why are you wasting your ticket?
Yes. And then Minseol. Picked Tae-o.
What was that, do you think?
She did say in her interview she realized that the Junseo thing likely wasn't going to happen. And she's like, I need to cast a wider net. Mm. So, yeah, good for her. But she also needs to read the room. Like, he's so smitten with Xian.
Of all the guys, he is completely closed off to her. So, of all the guys that are interested in Xian, who did you think she was going to pick standing there out there?
Chungsu.
Me too. And I was like so disappointed. I was like, don't do it.
I feel like she's walking into a trap. I don't know why, but something about Junseo to me doesn't seem like the right fit for her.
Like she's being swept off her feet and clouding her judgment.
I wanted her to pick Chungsu.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because.
Oh, I didn't want that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Wait, who did you want?
I wanted stringy hair Junseo.
You did?
Yes. Because I want to see that happen. I just want to see what happens.
Oh, interesting. I just feel like they wouldn't be a good match.
We haven't seen somebody this late in the game.
Switching gears.
Yeah, fall for somebody new. After being pursued really hard by two others.
That's fair.
To just like totally find somebody new in the middle. Like we're on day six now. Like we're halfway through. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of wanted to just like. Shake things up for her because like I don't need to see her with Tae-o again. Tae-o just like, I like you, you're so pretty, I like you. And then Chungsu being like creepy with her. Why do you want her to be with Chungsu?
I feel like they would just be a good match.
Oh, interesting.
Like I think she needs oppa vibes in her life.
Oh no, I don't think he's not a challenge for her.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. I also wanted her to figure it out with him because he's always on her mind, right? Like even when he was in paradise, I wanted her to like have clarity after, you know, one last paradise date with him to be like, okay.
Like I put this behind me or go for it.
Right.
I think I'm also just rooting for Tae-o. So I'm also like, I don't need to see you with Tae-o again, but I don't want
for the sake of entertainment. But actually, I think Tae-o is probably the right person for him.
Right.
For
but her. I also don't want you to go to Chungsu and then kind of get like, blinded again.
Fair.
Anyway, so, all right, it's interesting. She ends up picking
stringy hair Junseo. I was so shocked
me
by
too.
That.
We, my husband and I were on our feet jumping up and down. We were like,
you guys do a lot of jumping in your house while watching TV.
We're like throwing pillows. I am punching him. We are so excited for this. It was a very big surprise, I thought. What's even more exciting is the preview shows. Two people in bed in paradise.
God. Yeah. So good. This is the spiciness we've been waiting for.
This is spicier than we've ever seen.
Ever.
Ooh.
Who do you think that couple is?
I think it might be Taehwan and slightly tan girl.
What?
But only because like they're the only ones that are like
super into each other.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. His knees are buckling in the bed.
Yeah, like that blanket's going to be crusted hard by tomorrow if they don't get it on. It's just they seem to be the only ones that would actually like are far enough along to actually get that going. So, but he doesn't seem to have the literal like the balls to do it.
The literal balls.
Literal balls. And he's so young seeming that I don't know if he'd actually go there, but
You know somebody. He had this move when he was talking to Chion, this slightly tan girl at, you know, on Inferno. They were talking about contacts or something. And then he made a comment about like 8 years and she's like, I never said that. And he then proceeds to grab her hand. I'm like, oh, Mianne, I'm sorry. And I was like, this guy knows what he's doing.
He's done this before.
So like this guy, he seems like a bumbling idiot, but he probably. I wasn't jumping up and down at any point in these episodes except for when they were eating that breakfast of frosted flakes and bread rolls.
That was so good.
There's nothing that infuriates me more than a carb-loading, sugar-loaded breakfast.
I thought it was how Tao was acting like
That Tao stuff was also amazing. So funny. He was getting all like huffy puffy.
Shaking it.
But then you know how all the girls afterwards were like, I'm just so tired today. I was like, yeah, because you didn't have protein for breakfast.
I mean, all they do is eat canned chicken. All they have is protein. They want no fiber. Carbs. I know that those like bang breakfasts, I can't eat those anymore. My mom brings that over all the time. And I'm like, I cannot eat this. I will be sleeping.
Well, even the day that I took the duck to my kids' schools, I had some. And I immediately came home and had to take a nap because it's just like too many carbs.
All right. That was not where I thought you were going with the breakfast scene. But yes, no, those guys should eat an egg. Okay. That was most of the action for those two episodes. Marry, F, kill, marry.
I'm going to marry Tao.
Okay. Why?
I like his steadfastness. You know, he's got a sweet side to him.
He's making you jewelry.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he would make a woman happy.
Yeah. We're really rooting for him. I think I'd marry Dong-ho.
Yeah, you want that financial examination.
He seems to be like also kind of like a nerdy, quiet, but still like toe-to-toe with that Game Changer girl. So, right. Yeah, I liked him. F.
I mean, we got to do the new guy.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ride those shoulders, man.
Yeah. He'll be talking so softly. I won't have to listen to him. What about you?
I was just going to F new guy too because he's just got these big old shoulders. Yeah. He really could just like carry you around.
Carry you around? Is that what you like?
Just from here to there.
Yeah, I guess because your husband, you can't hold on to his shoulders because he'll be sliding off. Oh my God,
can you imagine if we played that pool game?
Oh my goodness. You would be drowning in the water.
I feel like remember Taehwan basically fell in the water. Yes, oh my God.
Knees buckled.
That guy needs to work out. And kill. I am killing barista boss Chung-soo. I don't know if I said that last week. I'm going to say it again. I cannot stand him. Mm. Every time he comes on screen, my husband looks at me. He's like, uh-oh. Don't do it. Don't yell. Don't yell.
I'm killing Min-seo.
Ooh, that's a good
that
one.
That swimming pool scene to me did it. That's what I think is the problem with girls that come on this show is they're just like too precious, you know, like too precious about their makeup and had their hair and all that stuff. Yeah. And that is why they're so into Xian.
Yeah.
And even I would argue the new girl, the Game Changer girl.
Right.
Hidin.
They're down.
They're down. They're like gonna get dirty and they don't care.
Yeah. Xian is actually at this point not even wearing that much makeup anymore.
She's not. Yeah.
One of the topics I had in my notes that we didn't get to is, what is Xian's draw? Why does she have four guys after her? Like, what is it about her that you think that these guys are attracted to?
She's pretty.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
She's pretty. I think Korean women of that generation are just so delicate. And she's down to do things. You know, she also gets over things really quickly.
Yeah, and she can joke around with you. Okay, that was Singles Inferno episodes 5 and 6. We have 7 and 8 next week. We get to see who's under the covers. We get to find out some new professions. It's going to be a good one, guys. So can't wait. We will talk to you next week. And until then, be well.
Bye.